Ford, brother. Spire, brother. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. October 21st, 1904. Dear brethren Ford and Spire, W.C. White has allowed me to read the letter he is sending you in today's mail. I would say to you, move carefully and cautiously. I have a letter partially written to Brother Palmer, and I will soon send you some things I am writing regarding the duties and obligations of church members and their relations one to another. The Lord reproves the church for the indifference and the apathy that the members manifest one to another. While in this condition, they are unable clearly to discern what they should do. Until everything has been done for the reformation of the one thought to be in error, not one step should be taken towards severing him from church membership. The love and the practice of the truth would bring into the church a spirit far different to that now seen. Never can a genuine peace be maintained in the church until the truth, as it is in Jesus, abides in the hearts of the members. Christianity cannot be practiced without a transformation of character. Morality cannot be maintained without a pure religious experience. Many are trying to gather fruit who are unwilling to put forth the labor necessary for its cultivation. It is impossible to produce a blossom upon a dry, dead pole. The living tree must be cared for and carefully grafted before the choice fruit can be gathered. Why should we spend our money for that which is not bread, and our labor for that which satisfieth not? The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. James 3, verse 17. Bear in mind that we are the church militant, not yet triumphant. There can be no peace without the abiding Spirit of Christ. No peace can come to anyone except through the cross. Christ, as the truth, must be enthroned in mind and heart before he can take his position as Prince of Peace. I will endeavor to write more soon. Do your duty faithfully. But if you have not the abiding peace of Christ, make no movement until you have sought and received it. Please heed this caution.